Matilda Langford is a young Indigenous woman from Nowra. Judging by the reaction to her first public reading at the Red Rattler Theatre in Marrickville, Sydney, she has a bright future as a poet. The Red Rattler is a theatre with a special brief. The wise Rob Osborne went along to find out more about what they do and to see Matilda's debut as a performance poet.
We're at the Red Rattler Theatre in Marrickville and I'm talking to
Candy Royale, poet, educator, vulnerability advocate and human being.
And can you tell us about tonight's event?
Yes, so Word in Hand is a monthly event held on the first Tuesday of each month right here at the Red Rattler in Marrickville. We feature all sorts of storytellers, so poets, performers, musicians, comedians, basically anyone with a focus on storytelling. And we also focus on marginalised voices, so Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, queer, female, female-identifying, refugee, migrant voices. So basically those voices that we don't get to hear in dominant media spaces or on stages of the establishment, like theatres and main stage theatres and things like that.
And who will we be hearing from tonight?
Matilda Langford is a young Yuin Nation poet, so that's from Nowra. She's really amazing. She's only 17. She's currently doing her HSC. She's an incredible writer. She's really one to watch. I just can't imagine where she's going to be in a few years, but she's a really, really brilliant young Aboriginal wordsmith.
Okay, let's go and meet her.
At the moment, I'm doing a lot to do with contemporary Aboriginal culture and my family, my history, that sort of thing. I write about other things, but that's what I'm focusing on at the moment. When I was about 13, I had a really long bus trip, so I would download TED Talks of other spoken word artists, and when kids would be like, oh, what are you listening to? Like, on the bus, I'd have to pull out my earphones and it's like a 15-minute poem. And yeah, I learnt them and I memorised them and then I started writing my own. So I'm always quite a dramatic person. It's kind of like some things I enjoy for the release, but a lot of the time I just think I have interesting stories. So I think that it'd be cool to show people, just because I don't write about really heavy, dark stuff. I write more about the things that I enjoy and the things that I like to see. So yeah, it's for other people.
Please put your hands together and give Matilda Langford a warm Word in Hand welcome.
So I know I'm a teenager, but I'm really not that scary, I promise. I'm more scared of you than you are of me. So this is actually like my first proper gig. So thanks for being here. This first piece summarises my own heritage and that sort of thing. So this is Cheekbones. 200 years ago, my great, great, great grandmother carried my cheekbones on her face from Scotland. My hair comes from Wales. My lips have been hauled through bushland and chapped by the harsh Australian sun for thousands of years. My father always described my shoulders as strong, and I know that they are, because what else could have held against the tests of time as long as they have? My arms have carried all of the babies in my family, even the ones that went before me. I know my ancestors better than the freckle-covered backs of my hands. We speak about heritage as if we come from one place, one snippet in time and one family, but I know my family tree could hold up the sky if it had to, could part the sea if it had to, and it has. My family tree has crossed oceans, leaf by leaf, leaving cheekbones and curls behind it. My family tree has crossed deserts, never deserting its branches. And when my legs can no longer move, when my feet know freedom, even better than they know the land, I'll let my body be passed on. And in 200 years, when I am long gone, there'll be a girl with these cheekbones and a body made from thousands of generations that she knows she can call home.
Indigenous poet Matilda Langford concluding that report from the wise Rob Osborne.